every now and then, whether it's a television character or a film character, a character comes around that is timeless, that you mention to somebody and they know that character. Just the name alone, boom, they click right in. One of those characters is, of course, the detective from the early 70s, Columbo, played by Peter Falk. And Peter just wrote a new book. It's called Just One More Thing. It's stories about his life. It talks about Columbo and basically his entire career and some stuff about his personal life. And I've got Peter on the line with me right now. Peter Falk, good morning. Welcome to Less in the Morning.
Ah, nice to be here. I just want to say one quick thing about the book. I like this book for people like me. And I like to go to bed at night and read for 16 minutes and then fall asleep. This book has the stories are short, 3, 4, 5, 6 pages, and they're all funny. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, but the problem is that they're so short that you just want to keep reading more. So you're going to be up for a lot more than 16 minutes, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
So I want to start with Columbo. Now, I've been watching Columbo for about a zillion years now. And, you know, just that character alone, I get the feeling that that was not somebody else's vision. A character that is that 19-dimensional cannot be somebody else's vision. It's got to be mostly you. How much of it was you? How much of it was somebody saying, okay, try this and try that?
Oh, I think, I guess a lot of it was me. You know, I picked the car. And that raincoat, that was my personal raincoat. So, and in terms of a lot of the mannerisms, I mean, that's me. You know what I thought when I first read this character? I said he houses within himself two opposite extremes. On the one hand, he's Mr. Ordinary. He's the guy next door. There's nothing exceptional about him. But there is one thing that he has that no one else in the world has. He's the best homicide detective on the face of the globe. And it's those two combinations, being very ordinary and having one extraordinary thing, that I think make him interesting.
Now, the bumbling mannerisms, how much of that was really bumbling, or how much of that was just an act that Columbo was putting on just to set a trap for the murderer, who we all knew from the get-go who it was?
Well, that's a difficult thing to know when it was delivered and when it wasn't. Me in my life, for instance, if I leave the house in the morning with an umbrella, the chances of me coming home at night with it, very rare. I can forget things in a minute. I'm, as I say in the in my book, I'm on the moon. I really am. I'm on the moon. And a lot of that is what is Columbo. I do lose pencils, and I don't remember where I put them. But I love doing all those things. And, you know, the Columbo character, of course, he was the same thing. He could never find a match.
Now, how did you first get the part? I mean, did you read it as the Columbo we know, and they said, you know what, I'm not sure if that's what we had in mind, but that's him.
You know, the first person they wanted for Columbo was Bing Crosby. And I will be eternally grateful to the game of golf, because the reason Bing Crosby said no was because he had a golf tournament. So I got the part instead of Bing Crosby.
We're talking to Peter Falk this morning. We're talking about Columbo. Ultimately, we're going to talk about his book, Just One More Thing, which talks about him playing Columbo and him playing all the other characters. And I guess that the raincoat that you picked for Columbo, it was your raincoat that you used in other films.
Yes, it was my raincoat. They brought me into a room. They had the wardrobe out there for Lieutenant Columbo. There were summer suits, and there were winter suits, gray suits, dark suits. They even had a driving coat for him. And I was disappointed because I said to myself, you know, there's a million men that could wear all these clothes. And I really wanted something distinctive, you know. You remember Art Carney's costume on the Jackie Gleason show? You'll never forget it.
Right.
You'll never forget Charlie Chaplin's costume. That's what I wanted. I wanted something that was distinctive, that people would associate with that character. And we got lucky, or I got lucky. The raincoat happened to fit the bill.
Peter Falk, the name of the book is Just One More Thing. Been a pleasure talking to you, and best of luck with all that you do from this point on.
I enjoyed this very, very much. Thank you again.